This is a 4Sevens Network podcast. 4Sevens.com.
Two boots and a baby.
Sounds familiar.
A-Team.
Oh. You're so old, hey?
Why?
Or maybe it's not that you're old. The A-Team really had a big effect on your life. I don't think you realize how often you use the A-Team as a reference.
Really?
Yeah. A lot.
A lot, a lot?
Yeah. Which one did you want to be?
Murdoch.
Which one was that? The old guy?
No, that was Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter? No, what was his name? Hannibal...
Oh.
Hannibal. It was Hannibal. I can't think of his last name.
Which one was Murdoch?
Played by George Peppard. Murdoch was the crazy guy with the invisible dog named Billy.
Oh, young guy with brown hair?
Yeah, and he had a baseball cap all the time, yeah. And like a fighter airline jacket. And he was played by Dwight Schultz. What's the name of the actor?
Nerd! Hello, everyone. It's episode 17 of Two Boobs and a Baby.
Yeah, just in case you're wondering what the hell you're listening to.
It's funny because each time we start this, we have absolutely no idea what we're going to say or how to start the podcast. And
yeah.
It just always ends up being very random.
It does.
Yeah.
But that keeps it interesting.
Yeah. It's been quite a long time since we've had a podcast.
It's been 2 weeks now since we had a podcast, and yeah. We apologize profusely for leaving you guys out, hanging out to dry like that.
Yeah, life got crazy there for a little bit.
Very crazy.
But, yeah, so we had a long weekend up here in Canada. I know in the States they just had theirs, but we had ours a week ago.
What was theirs for? Oh, Memorial Day, right? Yeah. I always thought that was weird that you take the day off, like in Canada, we have Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
And Remembrance Day at 11.
I think a lot of people have that off, though.
Remembrance Day? Nobody takes Remembrance Day off. No? But Remembrance Day at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
11-11 on the 11th month of the 11th.
Day at 11 o'clock.
November 11th at 11 o'clock. Yeah. You do the moment of silence or a minute or something of silence.
Yeah.
But I think it's more effective.
You know what? I think you're wrong here. I think that a lot of the provinces have... Remember it, stay off, but Ontario does not.
I don't know about that. I don't think so, though. I think it's interesting because you take a moment out of your day to remember fallen soldiers rather than in the States where you take the day off and make it a long weekend.
Yeah, but you can remember your fallen soldiers all day long.
Between beers on the dock at the lake.
Well, okay, their long weekend is Queen Victoria Day.
Who? But it's May 2/4, and it's appropriately named because it's named after the case of beer, 2/4.
So, our long weekend, we split up on our long weekend, actually.
Yeah, I was fed up with you.
No, I went away with some girls and had a girls' weekend. We went to a B&B and went shopping, went to dinner and lunch, and just had a nice getaway, and Dave kept Sam, and you guys had
dad came over for his belated birthday, and my brother came over, and we had a barbecue, and we went to the pub and grabbed some beers and had some nachos and did guy stuff.
Burped and farted and...
Yeah, that kind of thing.
That kind of thing.
Sam even did it, too. It was really cool. He was fit in perfectly.
Yeah. Well,
so, yeah.
I'm not surprised with that one.
No.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it was so nice to get away, just to... have a little freedom. I know that sounds bad, but yeah, just...
You needed it.
Oh, I felt so free. But the place that we stayed, it was the coolest B&B because it was somebody's house, and they just have one guest room, so it's not like several people are staying there. But this place, you had your own indoor pool.
I know, I can't believe that. You've been there twice and haven't brought me there yet.
Yeah, but it's cheap whenever four of you are staying there. It was only like $40 each. It was cheap. But normally that would be a really good thing to have an indoor pool and that's great and all. But, you know, when you just had a baby and then you're pregnant again.
And then
getting in a bathing suit.
Three out of four of you are pregnant.
Yeah, there are four of us there. Three of us are pregnant.
Yeah, that sounds like a party. Woo! passing on alcoholic beer.
I don't know. It's like 10 o'clock comes, everybody's about to pass out, they're so tired.
It's sad.
And then, like, what, 15 trips each to the bathroom in the middle of the night. But, no, so, yeah, I had to get in a bathing suit, and I just, oh, man. Yeah. That really does something to you, getting in a bathing suit, being pregnant.
What did you say to me tonight when I was feeding Sam? We were talking about it, and you said, why am I always pregnant?
Yeah. I feel like the eternal pregnant woman.
What did I say? You always seem to get big around this time of year. Because for those of you who don't know, Sam was born October 25th, and now our next baby is due October 1st. So
they're going to be right at 11, a little less than 11 months apart.
Should we talk about the sex? Well, we talked about it last week. We're having a girl.
And we decided to name her
Ella.
Ella Capri.
Ella Capri is the middle name, not one name. Ella Capri.
Yeah.
Because that sounds weird.
It's a nice name.
Not together,
but like
Capri is fine.
It's her middle name. Yeah.
Yeah, but just.
But her first name is Ella.
Yeah, Ella.
Ella.
Ella. It's a cute name.
It is a cute name.
She's going to be cute.
And they can't do anything really horrible with it, with a real thick southern accent. Ella! It's still the same.
Yeah, it's still short, yeah.
You know, so.
And the kids can't make fun of her too badly, because they can do Ella Smella.
Yeah, Ella Smella, but that's okay.
What else? Ella Bella?
Bella means beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Ha, suckers.
Suckers.
You just call our daughter beautiful. Stupid bullies.
You have to think about that, you know, like whenever you're having a kid and what you name them.
Somebody
like,
told me there's a website, too. I don't know. If I find it, I'll put a link on our site, which is twoboobsandababy.com. Spell it out. Don't use numbers or you'll find things you don't want to find.
What was the website?
I don't know. But somebody told me there's a website that finds...
describe the website. Oh, I'm sorry. What is it about?
Sorry. I keep yawning. David, I'm sorry,
you're
I'm tired.
An old man.
I know. No, the website had you put in a kid's name, and then it comes up with all the funny names that kids would make fun of your name with, like Heather, Feather, whatever.
Dave. Remember my rap I made up whenever I was younger?
No, but tell it.
Have I already told it?
I don't know. Go.
I don't.
Do you want a beat?
Hold on. Let me explain. Let me explain. I can't explain to the beat.
Yes, you can. You are. You're just doing it right then. You were just explaining to the beat.
Okay. I can't
keep a beat.
But I don't remember anything from my childhood at all. Like, very, very little. So the fact that this little rap is still in my mind, I don't know. So, my name is Heather. I'm light as a feather. I can't do it.
Okay, I won't give you the fat beats.
Okay. Well, I need them. Okay. My name is Heather. I'm light as a feather. Some people say I look good in leather. Don't laugh. We gotta cut all these out.
No, we keep it going.
Some people say I look good in leather. I can't say they're wrong because I know they're right. I like to party.
And stay out all night, right? Is that the last line?
I like to party and stay out all night.
Two little fat boys.
I'm like a 7-year-old. Yeah, I like to party and stay out all night.
And you look good in leather. You were 7 when you made that up?
It's a rhyming game.
Did you sing in college, too?
You would have. I'm sure that there were some, you know, drunken nights where I...
Stay out all night and dress in leather?
No.
No.
It's too hot in Tennessee to get in leather.
You know the best part of all of this?
What?
Is that the kids are going to be able to look back and listen to these episodes.
And be like, Mom!
And even better, well, not even better, but even cooler too, aside, because we don't mention this very often, but part of the reason of doing these podcasts is for our family to listen to them mm-hmm. years from now. So even like Sam's kids and Ella's kids and grandkids and
I think you're getting a little carried away there.
They'll be on cyberspace, Matt, and they'll be there forever.
Yeah. So what were we talking about before we got on this whole big thing?
I don't know
either. But long weekend was cool. It was so much fun. It was just one night, you know, 2 day, one night getaway, and I felt like I had a great vacation. So if you're a new mom out there, get somebody to keep your child just for the night, and it totally rejuvenates you.
And if you're a dad, get help, because it was a little overwhelming.
Yeah, well, I came back, and you were just frazzled.
Well, the next day was bad, because they both left. I'm sorry, I keep yelling. I'm sorry. The next day, they both left very early in the morning, so I was stuck with Sam all day, which
that's
was...
That's nice. You were stuck with
no,
Sam.
No, I wasn't stuck with him. It was fine, but he was
Sam?
Having a bad day. He was just having a really bad day. He was fine up until then, and then he just started getting really upset, and I could not, for the life of me, calm him down. I put him down to bed, like, 8 times, and then, like, he seemed like he's rubbing his eyes. He's getting all upset. I put him on the floor, on his mat, on his play mat, and he got upset. I put him in his exercise saucer. He gets upset. I hug on him. I tickle him. He's still upset, so I brought him down and put him in bed. And he's rubbing his eyes, so I put him in bed. And then he starts getting upset in the bed and screaming and crying, and so he would not
You're
go to
not
sleep.
Doing it right.
I wasn't doing it right. Where's mom?
Yeah, I think he tries to show off for Dave. Like, he just tries to stay up longer than he can and things like that.
He
always does that.
He does.
But talking about the guys' weekend, tell them about what our little stud did with the waiter. Waitress.
Oh, that was funny. We're at the bar, there's this blonde waitress there. She's, like, kind of cute, whatever. She was, like, flirting with Sam. She's
so
like,
it was Dave, his brother, his dad, and Sam.
Yeah, the guys. And she was like, oh, you're so cute, and all this, making little things. And she, you know, she put her hand down, and he grabbed her finger, and he wouldn't let go. And she's like, oh my gosh, I can't pull away because he's so cute, and all this. And then when she did finally pull away, and she was wearing a skirt, and she turned around and walked away. And I swear, Sam leaned out of his seat, out of his stroller, because the stroller was lined up with the table, and he leaned out of the stroller and kind of, like, leaned over the edge to watch her walking away. He was checking her out.
You guys are making our son into a pervert.
Hey, I didn't do it,
a
man.
A seven-month-old pervert.
I didn't do it. But he was checking her out. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, so.
It was pretty funny.
But then last week we had a very exciting week. My parents came into town. And
yeah, it was great to have them here.
Yeah, so the 3 days before they came, I thought, okay, I'm not going to wait to the last minute like I do all the time. I'm going to clean, and I'm going to really spring clean this place. And I felt like I was in one of the Flintstones episodes or something where the background just keeps repeating and you don't really get anywhere.
Sort of like Spider-Man against the buildings, like in the old Spider-Man cartoons.
Well, I don't know that.
I guess it's a big step for you to just refer to any television show.
But anyways, I felt like I was just
cleaning. You guys out there know what I'm talking about. You know the old jazz, crazy Spider-Man series? When he used to, like, whew, whew. Same building.
Oh, okay, I got it. So same concept as the Flintstones. Yeah.
Same thing what you're saying.
Okay, anyway, I felt like I was just cleaning. And I looked around, and it was like nothing was getting done. You know, with Sam, like, you've got these spurts of times that you can do it. It's not like you have all day just to clean.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, nothing got done. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was frustrating. You were frustrated.
It was our normal cleaning.
Half-assed.
Like, you know, everything shoved in closets and under beds. And
a little bit of dusting here and there.
Yeah, so
a little bit of spraying of solvents of some sort or other.
Yeah, a little bit of it. Anyway, so yeah, we had a great time with my parents.
And why'd your parents come here?
They came for Sam's christening.
Yeah!
On Sunday.
So Sam got christened.
Yeah, so they came a few days before, and my mom's amazing. Like, she's a turbo mom. Like,
your mom's a superhero.
She really is. We need to buy her a cape.
We should. We should buy her more than a cape.
That's true.
She is amazing. She's, I've talked about it. If you've listened to all of our podcasts, and the early ones before Sam was born, and the ones certainly after Sam was born, we mentioned your mom quite a lot. She's been amazing.
But what she can get done in like 4 hours would take me a week or months.
I explained to somebody at work that your mom's like a tornado, except everything, it's the opposite. Nothing's destroyed. Everything's fixed. Everything's cleaned and fixed. It's like brrr, and just perfect.
Yeah.
Like, everything's perfect.
Yeah, it's true.
She's amazing.
So, yeah, So she helped get everything ready.
So what happened to you?
I think I took after my dad.
Your dad's great, too. Your dad's great, too.
We have a lot of fun. Not that my mom didn't have fun. She has fun, too. But
yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, Sunday was Sam's christening. And then we had a party here afterwards. So
yeah, it was great. It was a perfect weather. Perfect weather. And we had a we didn't have a barbecue. We had a just like a do outside in our backyard. And the weather, as I said, couldn't have been better.
Yeah, and so for the christening, like Dave's parents, both parents came. And
yeah, it was funny because in the training, or not the training, but, you know, the priest, preacher, whatever, called the minister, preacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, called us ahead of time. We had to go in and do like a dry run sort of walkthrough of what we were going to be doing. So we had an idea, which was great. It was good to know. And he asked, you know, which parent would like to come up and pour the
water.
The holy, or it's not holy water. Sorry. Pour the water. Yeah. Anyways, sorry, recovering Catholic. I'm still learning this. So. But anyways, and because we decided, Heather's rolling her eyes at me right now because I'm rambling. But what was I saying? What am I trying to get at?
I have no idea.
That we couldn't pick one parent because the other parents would be upset. And we couldn't bring both parents up because then their partners would be upset that they weren't with our parents. And it was just, would have been
so
too
we
much.
Decided just to have a child pour it, the yeah. water. Yeah. It's just funny how families can get complicated.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was nice. Everybody got together.
Wasn't that a great story?
That was an awesome story, Dave.
My point is that my parents, I thought, would have killed each other up there. And that would have been frowned upon in the church. It wouldn't
probably
be very churchly.
Probably frowned apart. Yeah. Fun, yeah. Maybe taken away from Sam's big day.
Yeah, probably. But they got along great. Everybody got along great. It was really good.
But you know, he was wearing this white little shorts outfit, and you know, you see the pictures of this and christening and Easter and stuff like that. But then, whenever you actually have a child and you have to dress this child in pure white, you don't realize just the unbelievable feat it is to keep that thing white.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, drool and snot and
yeah.
poo and, you know, food just food and everything. It's just like, there's no way we're going to make it to the church.
Not only that, but the... But you... I'm sure I keep yawning. Not only that, sorry, don't roll your eyes just because I'm yawning. I'm tired.
You yawned like 7 times.
I've been working all day. Okay. I'm tired too. Anyway, my point was, you only decided to try the clothes on just beforehand, too.
Yeah, we bought it several months ago. And
so you had no idea if they'd even fit.
The morning of, we were like, oh gosh, we hope this fits.
He's going to be wearing like short
and
shorts.
And it was a little... Sam's got a wedgie. Sam's got a wedgie.
I was saying that we were going to have to put him in like, the only other white outfit we'd have is his white diaper and then one of my white t-shirts. Imagine how trashy that would have been.
Oh, no. All the people in church trying not to be, like, ugly or anything, going, that's interesting.
I would have had
I've never seen that before.
I would have had to put my mullet wig on, too, just to finish the whole thing.
Yeah. But, yeah,
and you would have to have the pregnant t-shirt that with the arrow pointing at your belly that says, I'm with stupid. That's a classic.
That is a classic. But, yeah, so he stayed white. Like,
he did.
His
he stayed white.
Stayed clean.
He's a little angel.
He is an angel. He was so quiet during the whole
thing.
He was
great. And the preacher picked him up and walked him around the place. And he just
thought it was fun.
He's like, doo-doo-doo. And everyone's, you know, waving at him. And, yeah, he's a little too cute for his own good sometimes.
Yeah. So when my parents left the next day on Monday, it was back to reality. I was depressed. You know, it's like, oh, man, you know.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have family around and have some help and
yeah.
everything else. But
and the I mean, and just as I left, then it started getting hot.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I told Dave, you know, we actually do live in hell because, you know, you wait 6 months for it to get warm. It's finally warm. It's been beautiful, like 70s, you know, 20.
Hotter than that.
Yeah, no.
Last
but
couple
then,
of days have been
yeah,
like 90s.
But then the next last couple of days, it's like, okay, great, you get to take advantage of this warm weather and everything. The last 3 days, it's severe smog alerts. Don't go outside with small children.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, good Lord. You know,
as soon as it gets nice out, you can't go outside.
Yeah, we live in hell. It's
like, yeah.
You get cooped up all winter, and then summer comes, and there's smog. And, you know, yeah. You're out with your kid, and people are looking at you like, oh, I guess she doesn't mind if her son gets asthma. You can see the judging eyes.
Yeah.
But anyways.
What? Yeah. Well, you know, that's par for the course.
Yeah.
You get asthma, but you get free inhalers because of OHIP.
You know, I'm a teacher usually, and like I teach at a really small school, and so I only have like 13 kids at a time. But it's amazing. Each year, out of those 13, 15 kids, how many of them have asthma? It's and that wasn't something that we had whenever we were younger. I mean, like, you had the one or two kids that had asthma, but not like five or six of them.
That's why it is freaky, though.
Pollution.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, I'm yawning like crazy, and it's because I've been working like a dog. Because
I know. It's justified.
We've been talking about before about the fact that we don't get maternity leave payments from the government for baby number two, for Ella, because Heather didn't work 600 full-time hours between pregnancies.
Yeah.
So, or between births, I guess. So,
we don't have any extra. So, Dave's taken on a couple extra jobs. And
so, I'm doing some freelance web stuff, yeah. And it's pretty crazy. Like, I mean, we're doing this show right now, but I've got to get back to work after this.
Yeah.
But it's good, though, if the show notes are delayed this week, sorry, kids, but, you know.
But it's good, though, because, like, how long it would take me to make the same amount of money in tutoring at night.
Yeah.
You know, going to the coffee shop or library or something like that and tutor. You know, it'd take me like 4 or 5 months to make the same amount of doing for a month, you know?
Yeah. So. That's okay. I mean, you know.
You're working like a dog.
Yeah.
You're my sugar daddy.
Yep.
You're my baby's daddy and my sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah.
So, but,
pregnancy update! Yeah, that was our cool intro for pregnancy update.
Yeah, so we said her name is Ella. Ella Capri. And I'm real big. I'm enormous.
They say you get bigger with your second child, don't they?
Yeah, but I didn't think it was like the whole time. I thought it was just at the very beginning you start showing earlier.
No.
But I don't know what I'm like, 22 weeks, 23 weeks. And I feel like I did it 8 months. Or maybe it's just... I just feel big.
Yeah, you haven't had a chance to go down much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Deflate.
The deflate. But I've started inflating. That's the problem.
I need to call Jenny Craig after Ella's born and be like,
yeah.
I know I'm not a celebrity, but...
but help.
Help!
Yeah.
Yeah, but so... and also, weird things, because with Sam, my belly button never really... poked out. You know, you see these pregnant women with their belly buttons poking out. It kind of did a half poke out, but it was at the very end. But mine's already doing that.
And it's still doing like a half poke out.
Yeah, a half poke out. But I have a real big inny belly button.
Oh, yeah. I've lost nickels in there before.
yeah, and it seems like everything's just really advanced. Like, I don't remember. If you're pregnant and you're listening to this or have been pregnant... I think probably all pregnant women experience this, where your hands completely fall asleep, especially at night when you sleep.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen to me until much later in the pregnancy, and it's already happened now. So, I mean, I think I'm just going to be ready by 7 months. I'll be like, okay,
yep,
I've experienced it all, so let's go. Let's take
her. Well, that's the advantage of a C-section, too, is because you'll plan it. You'll know when to go in. We won't be like, I won't be freaking out, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah,
I won't have to time your contractions.
Since I had a C-section with Sam, they wanted to schedule a C-section with Ella 2 weeks beforehand, because it's so close together, the two pregnancies. And so they want to take her a bit early so I don't get too big.
So just as the scars heal, time to open it up again.
Yuck. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so little updates on Sam. He is moving around like crazy. He's all
over
the place. He's
rolling all over the place. He's not crawling yet, but he's... close.
He is rolling like a
river. Rolling like a river.
What do you call him?
What? Steamboat?
No.
Steamboat?
Bay City Roller?
Oh, Bay City Roller, yeah.
What is that from?
Bay City Rollers are like Detroit.
Roller skaters?
Detroit is not the Bay City. San Francisco is Bay.
San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a rock group.
Oh, not roller skaters.
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought it was a weird 70s reference.
It is a 70s reference, but I think it's a rock. Bay City Rollers were a rock band.
Yeah. But anyways, he's rolling all around.
I think there's a movie about him, too.
In his crib, he's all over the place. I think we talked about it before, but he is all over the place. Like, we'll put a picture up on the website.
Oh, there's one from there is one on there already.
Oh, there
from
is.
A while ago of him sleeping in a weird way.
Oh, okay. Then that's okay.
It's very we'll similar.
Put another one on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just all over the place. It's like his jungle gym or something.
And he pretends he's in jail, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
When you put him in there, if he still has some energy, he crawls around. Then as you sit in there quietly, just letting him chill, he'll like grab his hands around the like he's in jail.
And
then
around the bars.
He puts his face right up to it. He looks at you and then he goes, and then he starts laughing at you. And you can't help but laugh because the kid's so damn cute.
Oh, but I found a very good way to manipulate in feeding because he's a big kid, but he just doesn't have that big of an appetite.
Yeah.
So, like whenever he's eating his cereal and fruit, I always give him like 3 bites of just fruit first.
Yeah.
And get him going. He's like, this is good. And then I mix it all in together. And all you have to do is just get him going, and he's like a little robot. He'll just keep eating. He doesn't realize, wait a minute, this isn't as sweet as it was. So if you're having a hard time with cereal, because Sam does not like cereal,
right.
Start him out with a little fruit, a few bites of the fruit, and then mix it all together.
So tricky.
Manipulation.
You've learned so much.
Yes.
You're very wise.
I think it's all about manipulation. But, yeah, he's starting squash the last couple days.
Yeah, he likes the squash.
And the first poo after his squash. whenever we were pregnant, you heard about all these up-the-back poos that they're going to have. And it's just going to be everywhere. And Sam only really had one, and it wasn't
no,
that bad.
No, he had about 3 of them. And I cleaned every one up.
Okay. You're such a martyr. So
but you just don't remember how bad they were. They were pretty bad.
Yeah, this one, it was bad. It was like squash explosion.
That's bad too, because I mean, when they're little,
yeah, when they're
it's
little,
gross,
it's,
but
yeah.
Now it's like human poo.
Yeah, that
or
really grosses
grown-up
me
poo,
out.
I guess.
Yeah,
it's kind of
it really grosses me out that it looks like ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways,
little logs, baby
so
little logs.
Be careful from squash explosions. Oh.
So. What else has been going on? You've been reading books. When we read books to him now, a lot of the time we'll lay on the ground. On his mat and read like kind of upside down, so you're laying down
so you're
both looking up at the book and you're holding the book in the air.
He thinks it's hilarious.
He loves it. His Little Quack too. That's his favorite book, Little Quack.
But I don't know.
That's a good book.
He loves books, but he thinks it's hilarious to read it that way.
It's good though too, because he doesn't really grab at it as much. He just thinks it's really funny.
Yeah.
We went out for lunch today, and remember you guys met me today for lunch. And he was just giggling up a storm, slamming his hands on the table, but not too loudly. Like, he was laughing hard.
Yeah, he was having his own little party.
Yeah.
It was kind of strange.
It was, but
it was like,
funny.
What's going on, Sam? Do you know something we don't know? Anyways, you want to give some podcast updates before we head out?
All right, now it's time for Dave to ramble about podcast news.
Well, that introduction was from Barry Burbs, and he's a British podcaster. And I sent out a message on the Britcast to see if anybody could give us a little intro for when I ramble on about podcasting stuff, and that was his intro. So thanks a lot, Barry.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll put a link on the site, which is twoboobsandababy.com, if you haven't already heard. And so rambling about podcast stuff. For all of you who will be in the Kingston, Ontario area on June 23rd, it's Podcasters Across Borders, which is a super, super cool event that's being put on by Mark and Bob from Canadian Podcast Buffet, among other podcasts, Catfish Show and Bob and AJ. They're and Electric Sky. They're all... those guys are, you know, putting together this Podcasters Across Border conference for
there seems to be quite a lot of people going, hey?
I think it's getting full. Like, I think it's almost full.
Yeah.
Which is, I think
that's
it's
awesome.
About 50 people or something.
But it's Canadian, American.
International. I think there's a couple of people internationally, too. So, yeah, it's very, very cool. It's being held in Kingston. There's a link to our site, or a link from our site. So drop by and have a look. And if you're into podcasting, if you're just a podcast listener, but you're interested in the whole medium, then it would be very cool to see you there. And, of course, we'll all be able to have plenty of time to play and grab some beers and that kind of thing for me. Not so much for you.
Not so much for me. That's okay.
But that'll be good. And we'll get to meet everybody.
Quite a few new people have signed up on the Frapper Map.
Yeah, Frapper Map people on the podcast site. Jay Levesque. She is from Edmonton, New Brunswick.
That's cool.
Who else is on there?
Anna from Parker Heights, Texas.
Yeehaw! And Matthew Riegel. I'm reading your writing. Riegel from Toronto. Where the hell is that?
And then Canadian expat from Bristol, Connecticut.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's a Bristol, Tennessee, and I'm sure it's much different than the Bristol, Connecticut.
It can't be like two fingers. What is it called?
Finger
Tennessee.
Yeah. Bristol is where the big race car tracks are. And one of my friends is from Bristol, and they have I think they have NASCAR there too. But
which is so huge.
It's huge. It's
NASCAR
crazy.
Is massive.
But I think they have local races there too. And she said that it's an honor if you get hit in the head with a chicken bone or a
what?
Or a Busch Light or something, a beer can. Like, after you're done, everybody eats fried chicken and drinks Busch Light, or maybe it's, what's that other one? Natural Light or something like that.
Why does, all these redneck white trash people drink light beers?
Because it's cheap.
Is light beer cheaper than regular beer?
Well, Busch Light,
I always think people that
Natural
drink light beer are, calorie counters and being careful with their weight, and, when I think that, those guys are total partiers, would be looking for more bang for their buck just to get really drunk.
Maybe.
So higher alcohol. So why do they always drink light beer?
That was too much. Anyways.
That just got too deep.
Anyway, so Jessica from Kingston, New York.
Yeah, speaking of Kingston.
Different
Kingston, of course.
Yeah, so those are some of the new people on our Frapper Map. Thank you so much for signing up and representing.
Yeah, and Karen and Ross from Z&Z. Ross sent me an email the other day saying that we were featured on Yahoo Podcasts, and there's a link on our site to it, but it's a total fluke. He just happened to stumble upon it, and I haven't been on there in a little while. And right there on Yahoo Podcasts main site, under staff picks, is ours with an image from our logo, and very, very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and also, we are going to be picking a new name for our show soon, because Ella is in the works. She's coming soon.
I thought we picked it, no?
We haven't yet. The poll is online.
Okay. I thought you said the end of May.
Yeah.
You're lying.
I just haven't gotten around to finishing
it. All right, next show.
Yet.
Next show we're picking it.
Next show? Okay.
Yeah. We'll see which one won.
Okay, so next week.
Okay, so this is your last week to vote.
Yeah, so drop by twobibsandababy.com and vote. And, hey, folks, leave us audio comments. We love to hear them. Give us a call, whatever you like. Just drop by the website, and you'll find all the information about that on there. So.
Okay. Well, good chatting with you again. Sorry it took so long, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.